Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Evan and Tiki on the Fan. Evan's final day of a full 2 weeks off in Europe. He comes back fast and furious on Monday. He will be in the building in Queens tomorrow. Sean and Tommy. Tommy, what's up?
Yeah, no, I know tomorrow's obviously a massive day, and if you're a Met fan, you'd love to be in the building. But I wonder, let's just say it wasn't David Wright Day tomorrow, and the Mets were just playing the Pirates, and it wasn't even a giveaway day. Do we think our dear friend Evan Roberts would be getting off the plane tonight and be jettisoning to Citi Field tomorrow?
No, but he'd go Sunday.
No, I disagree. I think he'd go both days. I think Evan has masterfully, so if he's listening now, I apologize, hoodwinked his wife into thinking that, you know what, honey, I did a lot for you over these 2 weeks. You know, I went to Europe, and even though—
I should have just come to work.
Yeah, you should have just come to work. Remember before, I was texting Sean on the side there because Evan went to basically every single Met game prior to this trip.
And he went to like three or four.
I'm like, this son of a gun is probably told his wife, but honey, I'm going to be in Brazil with you or wherever the heck they are. And I'm not going to be able to go to any Met game. Well, wherever. Didn't he go somewhere with a B?
Wasn't Barcelona.
It? Oh, Barcelona. That's not really close to Brazil, I don't think.
Not even in the same continent.
Did I get the continent wrong, too?
Barcelona's in Europe. Brazil's in South America.
But Barcelona.
Well, it's my Sharona, but, you know, not Barcelona. But Brazil is also not close to Barcelona either. You get the point.
France, Brazil, back to France, but the coast, and then Italy. That's what he did.
No, he did not. Wait, what?
He did Paris.
Right.
Which is in France.
Yes, it
he
is.
Then went to Barcelona.
Right.
He then drove from Barcelona up the coast of France and stayed on the French Riviera and the French beach part, I guess. Like France's Florida. He was in France's New York and Paris. He went to France's Florida, hung on the beach, and then he ended up in Italy.
That's got it. All right, I got it. All right, so now getting home, no matter what, he would be going to these games, I think, regardless of what's going on, because I think his thirst, and this is what makes Evan, his thirst to get back to Citi Field, to get back to that grind, is what he lives for.
I am curious how many of you out there, 888-808-1019, are going to Citi Field tomorrow. What time you plan on getting there, doing that whole thing? I assume you're going, Tommy.
I am most likely.
Most likely?
That's how I would answer that.
Are you reaching into your pocket for the first time in 5 years and paying for a ticket to a game?
No, biggie.
I am not. I may or may not have been invited.
Hold on. You weren't going to tell us that you got invited? You got a freebie tomorrow?
Well, what am I going to tell you everything? What do I got
to
tell you everything?
Well, yeah,
you
want to
know
show.
My social security number? Well, what do you mean if it adds to the show? What else do you need to know? You want to know the name of the girl that I first had relations with? What more do you want to know about the life of Tommy Lugar?
You're the Met fan here today, man, and tomorrow's a big day. You have tickets to the game, and you didn't tell us? I didn't know you were going to the game.
I don't have tickets for the game. I have been invited.
You've been invited by who?
None yet.
You don't want to tell them?
Oh, none of your business.
It's just like a Coldplay concert situation?
No, biggie.
No, it's not a Coldplay situation. No, it's not. More on that in a little bit. I have been invited by Rich, was it again? Melissa?
Oh, Melissa,
And Constance to sit in the Cadillac Club.
You're sitting in the Cadillac Club for David Wright?
I haven't confirmed it. They invited me. See, this is what I mean. We got to air all our dirty laundry here. This is private conversations that I've had with the Marine. I don't want to give their last name on the air. I must give their last name on the air. With the people that I know, the nice family that I met at the Cadillac Club.
I feel like
their adopted son, though. They're inviting me to this game, and I'm going there like their adopted son, which I appreciate, but I'm already the adopted son of Kerry and Justin, our dear friends.
Dude, that's a multiple drink purchase for you tomorrow for them. That's an expensive
ticket.
Well,
now I got to reach into my pocket if I don't.
Yeah, man, you do. You do. Oh. Folks, as some kids...
I haven't said yes yet. I'm
You haven't said yes yet. They offer you a ticket. Now it's actually rude to say no.
Well, I don't know if it's... Well, why does it have to be rude to say no? So now I'm in a situation where if I say no, I'm rude?
Dude.
Well, and your Met fan card.
Don't do the Met fan card.
No,
it is a huge day.
Honestly, forget the fact that you're a fan. The fact that you work here and are a Met fan, I actually think it adds something to the program next week. If you're there, you get that experience with those diehards in the Cadillac Club. Plus, if people are offering you a ticket to sit in the Cadillac Club, which we love.
We do.
For this kind of day, think about how many listeners right now would die to be at this game tomorrow. Like, seriously, how many just, oh, 100%. And the tickets are so expensive. For you to thumb your nose.
Well, I didn't thumb my nose. I didn't thumb, I'm weighing my options.
I just don't be rude to our people. That's all.
I feel like the more I say here, the worse I'll sound. So I'm, but we are doing a radio show here. So if I just gave you dead silence, that wouldn't be exactly compelling radio.
You gotta go to the game.
If you really, do we really want to get into the mind of Tommy Lugauer here? I'm debating it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, listen.
This is why I'm the future.
Exactly. So I work 5 days a week, we all do. And then I got to come in on Sunday and do a show.
Even more reason to go Saturday.
I know, but, you know, Saturday's a day I can relax, get a little sun, then watch David Wright.
Relax, get a little sun, watch David Wright.
Maybe go play some tennis.
You get to hang out in one of the premier exclusive clubs in the New York City area in terms of venues and watch a number retirement. That's as good a Saturday as it gets for a Met
fan. I agree, and in all likelihood, I'm going, and that's why I said possibly. I didn't really want to go through the litany here on the air because, again, the more I say, the worse I sound. And I really appreciate the invite. But this idea that I'd be rude if I said no,
yeah,
why would I be rude?
You have to go. It's one, if you get offered a free ticket to that club,
yeah,
which I haven't had the privilege of being in yet.
Who cares if you've gotten it or not?
I'm just letting you know.
What does it matter if you've gotten invited to it?
I'm comparing it. I'm comparing it.
Don't compare me to you, though, right. As I'm not far comparing, as getting an invite.
I'm not Rosie. Comparing
Am
it that
I
way.
Here, Sean?
It's one of those things. You've been breaking down David Wright moments for the last 5 days.
Yeah, you gotta go, man.
And you have an opportunity to go and not pay anything. I will be there tomorrow because I am a Met fan.
No. Hold on. Before you say anything, that's
okay.
BS.
All right.
The only reason Paul is there tomorrow is because his friend, Sammy, her favorite player is David Wright. And Paul has nothing better to do because a gal he's seeing is on a cruise ship.
Oh, you got a girlfriend?
And if she was here, your ass would not be at
Citi Field. Wait a minute.
So if you really want to play this game, I have to lay all my cards out on the table. This guy would be in Jersey tomorrow and not at Citi Field.
So Rosie somehow found a girl that's seeing him that's on a cruise ship, and then he's going with another girl to David Wright there?
Well, she's been on the cruise ships the entire time they're seeing each other. That's why it's really nice.
Just goes to show you.
If she wasn't on the cruise ship, would Paul not be going to David Wright Day?
He would not be going to the game, and he knows it.
If you could be Steve Summers' producer on a podcast, anything's possible.
So bottom line is, I got back to them. Constance reached out to me, and I said, and it's more to it. We're just having a little fun on the air. But I said, look, I can't go Sunday. I'm working. Can I let you know on Saturday? I have not heard back.
We're going to take calls now. And you could think about why that was a terrible answer. And we will address that in about 20 minutes, why that was a terrible answer.
My life coach here. Okay.
If you are calling and you want to go to David Wright Day, you would die to go to it. And you think Tommy's rude? By all means, 888-808-1019. Doug in Miller Place. Doug, what's up?
Hi, gentlemen. Great show. I just wanted to give an idea of the character of David Wright.
Sure.
I took my son and my daughter, my son, my wife, I should say, to a Met game for my son's birthday. He always liked David Wright when he started with the team. And in Little League, he wore number 5.
Oh, wow.
So, so the Mets won the game. We were walking in the parking lot to go leave the stadium after the Mets played. And there was a pile, you know, a bunch of people that were breaking up. And there was a guy walking away from the pile. And we noticed it was David Wright. And he had his back to us. And I had we went to the store to buy memorabilia for the Mets. And there was a package thing that David Wright had with a baseball card and a ball in it.
Oh, wow.
So, I bought it for my son because it was, important. And he liked, David Wright a lot. So we came out of the parking lot, and we saw David Wright. And literally the character of this guy, I can only say how it is. He literally had his back to me. He was probably 20 feet away from the pile of people that were there that he signed autographs for. He was so courteous. I said to him, David, I said, we just bought this ball with the card. And my son's a big fan. So he came right back to us. He could have just kept walking. That's the kind of character he is.
That's great. That's great. Right. And you get a million of those stories, Doug. I mean, and that is why David Wright's number 5 is going up there tomorrow at Citi Field. Next to all the wild card years on that banner, it is going to be a great day out in Queens. And hopefully Tommy is there for that as well.
Well, now I'm in this, because this is what's going through my head here. Is that
are you still thinking about this?
Of course I'm still thinking about this. Because now
it's a nice story by Doug, and you're still worried about this?
David Wright's a great guy, salt of the earth, wonderful person. Nobody I would want to represent the Mets franchise more than David Wright deserves to have his number there retired. captain the whole deal. But now I'm in this situation where I already sent a message back to them, and now I'm rude. So now I have to unrude my rudeness, and then I have to decide whether or not I'm going. And now this is I've been stewing in my brain now for the last 24 hours. Well, not 24 hours, or about that, since I got invited. And it's been weighing on me, you know, because
they didn't ask you to go sit in the upper deck. They asked you to go in the Cadillac Club, number one. And also,
it's not about where they're sitting. I'm not a bougie like that.
Think about how much tickets are going for tomorrow and how much tickets are going for in the secondary market. You let them know, hey, can I let you know Saturday? And you got no response. Could you imagine being the ticket holder in that situation? Don't interrupt me for a second. And asking somebody and going, this is a diehard Met fan. I'm sure they'd love to sit in this exclusive premier club and watch this game. And your answer is, can I let you know Saturday sounds like I might come up, I'll check the weather, maybe I want to go to the beach. Then you're sitting there and you feel obligated going, well, can I just give the ticket to somebody else or sell the ticket? You were rude.
Well,
and you have to own that.
That's not exactly what I said. I said, not sure about tomorrow. Can I get back to you? And then I said, I don't want to hold you guys up. I think that's a fair, meaning if you sell the ticket, if you give the ticket away, don't necessarily wait on pins and needles for my response.
That too. That's a no.
Yeah, if I don't want to hold you up, you feel free to give the ticket to somebody else. And if you haven't by Saturday, don't want to hold you up means I know I'm holding you up and please let me hold you up. That's what it really means.
What do you mean, please let me hold
you up?
That's
what don't let me hold you up means.
It's a nice thing to say. It's saying, you know, don't let me hold you up. You know, if you got to move on, you move on.
888.
Loogie!
1019. I'm ashamed for you. Bob and Maywood. Bob, what's up?
Yeah, thanks, guys. I have an issue with the All-Star game. They put up a big picture or billboard. Barry Bonds with the big number 70, okay? Uh-huh. And next to him is Aaron Judge with number 62. Bonds, never getting into the hole. He juiced. He used illegal steroids. And he won't be in the Hall of Fame. Judge has the real home run record. I don't know what their problem was.
Oh, Bob.
They implied Bonds had 70 legitimate home runs.
No, Bob. No, they implied that Bonds had 70 home runs, which he did. Come on. I hate that steroids kind of ruined all these home run counts, and I will always love that year of McGuire and Sosa. If the record stands, the record stands. Keeping him out of the Hall of Fame is the punishment, whether you agree or not agree. The All-Star game putting up that Bonds and 70 home runs, that's it. We're not making asterisks. We're not changing the rules. Mm-hmm. And that's why they made a point to say Aaron Judge would be the American League all-time home run king. You can't be a Yankee fan in your right mind that thinks Aaron Judge is the all-time home run king and we should ignore that Barry Bonds hit 70 just because he did steroids. Because if you're doing that, I got news for you. There might be some world championships you want to ignore as well.
Yeah, I mean, once you go down that rabbit hole and you want to start being the police or police, that sort of stuff, you just don't want to do that. That's why I always just kind of have a blanket thought with that is we kind of know the guys that cheated. We don't know the guys that cheated. We assume certain people didn't. Well, how do we know if they did? And that's why everybody, when they clutch their pearls with the Hall of Fame or when it comes to records, is you have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know about some of the guys that got busted, but you don't know about the guys that didn't. So the idea that this person's clean, this person isn't, who knows?
I can't believe that would be a take out of the All-Star game. Eladio in Clifton, New Jersey. Eladio, what's up?
What's up?
I just want to say, Loogie, I love you, but you are a fraud.
Why is that?
Because you're going to get back to them tomorrow.
I never said that.
My left kidney. Listen, said you're going to get back to them.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
If a friend called you and said, tomorrow, Sofia Vergara wants to go on a date, would you also say, I'll get back to you? What, are you kidding me?
Probably not, but I don't know if going to a baseball game and going on a date with a Sidney Sweeney should be in the same category.
Eladio,
I said I'd get back to you.
Eladio, I got to ask you a question. You said you'd sell your left kidney to get a ticket to tomorrow's game. That has to be hyperbole.
Listen. It is a little hyperbole, but, I mean, come on. This is one of the greatest moments, one of the best players in Mets history.
Of course.
And I have his number retired.
100%.
And you're going to sit at the Cadillac Club, and you're going to say, I'll get back to you?
You know, Eladio, when you put it that way, you have a great point.
But I didn't say no. I was weighing all my options.
You didn't say yes, though. What is the option? That is
I don't know why my personal business has to be a conversation here. My option is that I got to see what's going on. I got to go through things. I got to see.
All right. I want to make this declaration. And this day really isn't about Loogie. And this is what I meant with the Lindor could potentially be named captain stuff. It's a day for David Wright. And in typical Met fashion, it's become a day about Tommy Lugauer now.
No, Biggie.
You cannot, for the rest of this season, be the, we're big brother, you're little brother. This is, you know, Mr. Power of Positivity. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. When you're basically like a leprechaun throwing gold coins out every time you have a Met reference. And then get offered a free ticket to this game with no concrete plans on Saturday, might I add you, and then go, meh, I don't know if I want to go. You are losing your Met fan card for our audience
today. I disagree with
and
that.
And this is where we need Evan.
No, I don't think we should be as fans bullying and pressuring people.
Evan's coming back from a two-week European vacation.
He's
right
a psychopath, though. I mean, I don't want to be in the same boat as him when it comes to stuff like that. The guy sat there online at baggage claim scoring a baseball game.
Yeah, well,
so if he's on a boat, I don't need to be on that boat with him. And I'm probably going to go to the game. But if you know your dear friend, and clearly you don't, I like to weigh my options out before I say something.
There is no options. David Wright. So David Wright is not that great a Met all time to you?
No, that's not true. But I'm not watching it on television?
Dude,
what, am I going to sit there and not watch
it? Sorry.
I wouldn't watch the ceremony. I wouldn't watch it on TV.
I got invited to Mark Messier Day when his number got retired. It wasn't even a thought. But wasn't even a thought.
I don't love going to games. I've made this very clear on the radio a million times. I don't like the commute there and home.
What?
It's a whole big thing. You know, it's a whole thing.
You don't have pets. You don't have kids. You got no responsibility in
Zero.
Life whatsoever.
You're right. Zero. 100.
To miss David Wright Day with that kind of ticket.
Well, to be fair, I haven't missed it yet. And this is part of the way. Maybe perhaps I waited for this type of platform to, you know.
Met fans, have we overdone David Wright Day here on The Fan? I'm just asking. Is David Wright Day not that big a deal to you Met fans?
No, it's a huge deal.
Because one of your signature Met fans is refusing to go to the game.
No, I'm listening. If you have an opportunity to go, I would tell you to go.
And if you are going to this game tomorrow at 888-808-1019, how long ago did you get tickets?
Ooh.
How long have you been planning this? What does your morning look like tomorrow? Is this the one game all year you would trade the rest of the games to go to? I think it's that big a moment for Met fans, and I have a Met fan next to me pondering his options. John and Comac. John, what's up?
Hey, guys. One thing to say, Tommy, you are out of your mind. You have the opportunity to go to that game. I wouldn't hesitate one moment in my life not to go to that game.
Yeah, but John, I'm a huge hesitator, though. If you know that about me, you know that I like to hesitate. I thrive on hesitating.
Dude, but this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
100%.
He's only going to get his number retired one time.
That's
you
got
to go.
Yeah,
you have to go and represent.
You know what, John?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, John. John said it perfectly there. And I think that when I hesitate on stuff in life, and this is a good lesson for anybody, and even Positive Tommy is not above learning lessons in life. I think when you get a chance to do something that only can happen once in your lifetime, you do it. So for whatever else I had going on or this, that, and the other, that could happen any other day.
So just say yes then. Text them right now and say
I'm
in.
Well, but now I feel, but here's the problem. I feel weird now.
If it was Sydney Sweeney Day, would there have been any question?
Great point. If they retired Sydney Sweeney's bra to the rafters, would you be there?
You'd have to make some room. You're going to retire her bra on the rafters. But she wouldn't be able to do it at Yankee Stadium. There's way too many retired numbers. You have to make some space. But no,
put her right next to the Grimace seat.
There'd be less hesitation. I've heard back from them, by the way.
Since we started talking about
this? And I don't believe in coincidences. They said, yes, let me know. Or let us know, I should say.
As we were talking about it?
Yeah, so I'm sure they've probably been told. I almost blurted out their last name on the, which I shouldn't have.
No,
I apologize.
Yeah,
I didn't get all the way there, but I apologize if I accidentally almost got all the way there. Look, and I think this is good. I think we've talked it out. And I think that's the power of this radio station. So this idea that I'm embarrassing people, I'm a fraud. I've made it very clear on the radio a million times when it comes to going to the games. I know tomorrow is more special than the average game. The once-in-a-lifetime thing, I think, you know, pushes me over the edge.
I'll say this. If Peggy's there in the Cadillac Club tomorrow and you show up, she should slap you in the back of your head for even thinking about it.
Positive Peggy will be there, for sure.
Nick and Mawa. Nick, what's up?
What's up?
Nick? Hello?
Hey.
What's up, Nick?
Hey, I just want to say, everyone's talking about the trade deadline coming up. But this team, the Mets, they were constructed with the idea that Vientos was going to do what he did last year in the playoffs. And Manaea was going to be the guy that you can give the ball to and expect six quality innings out of. It doesn't matter what they do at the trade deadline if these guys don't deliver what we're expecting out of them coming down the stretch.
I agree.
I'll hang up and listen.
Nick, thanks for the call. I agree on Vientos. And to be fair, he started to show more positive signs right before the deadline. And Tommy, I think you would agree, for as dead as his bat had been, started to get a couple hits here and there. Nothing flashy, but that's the kind of stuff that you can come alive. Maybe this All-Star break helps him, exhales. And as far as Manaea goes, look, that's an awkward spot to come off the IL and kind of piggyback Clay Holmes. They don't go any further into the pen. You give up the game-winning hit. I kind of give him a pass. That was him working through stuff. The Mets have had such a dominant year from David Peterson. Kodai Senga was the ERA leader before he went down. Ironically enough, if Sean Manaea just becomes a really solid number three for you down the stretch, you're set in the rotation if Senga and Peterson keep up what they did. But to your point on Vientos, the good thing you have internally is you roll those dice, you put the roulette, the odds are going to tell you either Mauricio or Vientos will play bat-wise. And that's why I don't think it's a massive need for the Mets. I've heard them, you know, be rumored with the Suarez stuff. I don't think that's a swing the Mets got to take.
Yeah, look, Vientos, when he snapped his bat, it was the double bat snap game because Alonso broke it over his knee as well. Vientos ended up later in that game having the big hit, had a nice series against the Royals. And Mark Vientos didn't forget how to play baseball. Let us not forget how great he was last year, especially down the stretch and in October. He was just as important to that team as Lindor, Alonso. He was great. That's why I thought he'd have this monster season. Now, he's had a little bit of a slump, and he's kind of gone through it, obviously, over the first couple of months. But any sign of life gives me great optimism because of how great he was last year. By the way, the other thing with the Cadillac Club here.
You're
and
still
again,
on it?
Well, the more I say, the worse it gets. But I'm watching my weight a little bit. So I feel like I'm watching my weight a little bit. So I feel like if I go to the Cadillac Club, I got to be like a Gavone. I got to eat this. I got to eat that.
Loogie!
I got to drink. I'm trying to keep my figure here. So, that weight, this is part of the weighing the options. It's one thing if I'm in the seats, then I could just be, well, I got, you know, short arms, deep pockets, and that's why I don't want to spend any money. But everything's on the arm there. So then I feel like I have to, and they want you to eat the food.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Told you I have a connection.
What do you mean?
I have somebody in the Cadillac Club that cannot go tomorrow because they have a wedding that has alerted me. They got some bottles of liquor stored away that you could use.
Well, again, this is part of the weight thing. Although without vodka, it's kind of like
you
skinny
can have
girl drink.
Water, you slob.
Well, I know I can have
you
water.
You know what insulting it is to look at me and say you have a weight problem too?
Well, no, I'm not suggesting that. Well, I don't have a weight problem. I mean, you clearly do, but I'm just saying.
You have to take whatever couple minutes we're doing here with a commercial break.
What?
Go take a walk through the newsroom, clear your head, and come back and have some better answers as to why you didn't say yes right away to going to David Wright Day. 888-808.
I saw a belly.
Exactly.
Do you want to come to David Wright Day?
I'm not a Met fan.
That's true.
888-808. I got a lot of things I got to do.
And by the way, nobody else invite me. If I'm going, I'm obviously going with the original.
Oh, for sure.
The dance with who brought you. And they're great people.
Dude.
They're very nice.
Could you imagine the ego on Tommy going, by the way, nobody else invite me. He just insulted every Met fan for the last 20 minutes.
I did not insult
generational
anybody.
Talent. That's what happens to your generational talent.
Generational waste of space. Obviously, we haven't been living under a rock. We're going to continue to take your David Wright calls. The whole CEO and head of HR. I know the story's been beaten down, but I am still fascinated with it because every one of these memes that comes out, like the girl, the assistant HR girl that had like the smiling face.
Yeah.
There's now one going around with her. And it's, you know, me getting ready for the second half of the Yankee season to find out we're going with a bullpen game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All that stuff is very, very funny to me. What do you think, Tommy, in general, is the most captivating part of the couple getting caught having an affair at the Coldplay concert? Like, I say that to say, let me just set the scene. The idea that a CEO of a company, the head of HR in a company, are caught canoodling as Chris Martin, that is his name, right? You know, kind of is telling a story and they pop up on the Jumbotron and he sinks down, she turns around. Then you find out about him after the fact that it was at a Coldplay concert. There is something universal about that story that, in many ways, I know I love it, and I don't know why I love it so much. Like, what is the most fascinating part of that story to you?
I think why we are so fascinated with fights, whether it be on the radio or television or the car crash on the side of the road, there's just something about that kind of moment that's so real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, dude, and she just got caught. you know, canoodling, and they're both married, right? So
yeah.
It's just seeing something play out there that is just so like you start going, oh, what's this person thinking? What's that person thinking? And I think that's just getting caught like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
and I don't think it even, it's not even the cheating thing, right? Like, all right, whatever. People make mistakes and all that other stuff. The
damage.
The look on their faces, I think yeah. It was one of those moments that, for any reason in life.
Yeah, that's why people.
We've all made mistakes, right? Where you have that one moment where your heart sinks.
Yeah.
And I think seeing that on their face and his just dumb, like, oh, let me get underneath this desk. I think that's it for me. And I think the extra stuff, to me, the story was fascinating before we even found out he was a CEO of a company. Before we even found out, I think the reaction combined with the fact that it's a Coldplay concert, combined with the fact that, you know, nothing's going on, and you see in real time two people's lives go from we are as happy as can be to immediately, oh my God, my entire life is ruined. They got ruined at a Coldplay concert, and we get to see it is unbelievable. And to that person that filmed it and then put it out on TikTok that went viral, bless your heart, because you had the best phone camera I've ever seen. That was not grainy footage. I mean, that was unbelievable footage that went viral.
Yeah, now, as far as their reaction, because this was newsroom fodder when we first saw it, you know, break, because it was before our show the other day, and we were, you know, chit-chatting in the newsroom about it. And my take on their reaction is, yeah, I understand the idea of, well, why didn't they play it cool, which is Monday morning quarterbacking. Bro, if you're in that spot, and you're, you know, having a little bit of a side beat going on, and it gets caught on camera.
Nah,
at a
we
concert,
don't do the same thing.
Yeah, everybody would react that way.
We'd
your
all
guttural
look stupid.
Reaction is to be like, you know.
Yeah, you'd look stupid. Now, I don't know that I would go, let me duck under the desk. I think I would have turned around quickly. Like, that was so stupid to duck under. Just turn your head, you moron.
Now, obviously, you go the Shaggy route. It wasn't me. I mean, anybody
yeah,
out there that grew up, you know,
there
you call me on
jokes.
A counter, wasn't me. Like, oh, everybody's used that joke already.
You know,
like,
what people have said, is there a funnier band other than Coldplay?
Shaggy.
It would have been Shaggy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. To me, I just think watching their life blow up, and yeah, I feel bad for, you know, the other parties involved. The other thing I would say is, how stupid do you have to be in the middle of a concert where they are clearly panning the crowd? Like, it wasn't like they finish the song, boom, pop these people up.
Yeah.
And still be doing that. Like, that's where I don't feel bad at all. Idiots, that's not the time to be doing that.
The stupidity of those two people, or maybe the aloofness is a better phrase.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
But it's that's the part that gets me.
Yeah.
Is that how dumb do you have to be? And he's a CEO, so I'm going to assume he's pretty smart.
I don't even care that I don't care that they cheated on their loved ones. I care about how stupid you were covering it up. I don't know.
The cover-up
and
is
I think that,
always worse than the crime.
Yeah, and I think that's part of why it's gone so viral. It's really multi-layered. It's not just what was going on, but the way they reacted.
Yeah.
It was just the perfect storm of something that would go viral on the internet. Now, can I personalize this a little bit? It actually goes with the theme of the show today. Our friend, my dear friend, Kerry, who's the best, huge Knick fan.
Kerry in Sayreville, call her to the show.
Great person, her and her husband, Justin. They're wonderful people. Another, you know, couple that I feel like I'm their adopted son, even though I think I'm older than them. When Kerry invites me to the games and I go and Justin's not there, there's a big part of me that goes, oh boy, if they put us on the Kiss cam, what do we do?
You go for it.
No, I can't go. So Kerry and I we're just friends. We're friends. We both love sports. She's just got a great sense of humor. There's
no,
nothing. There's no. It's none of that stuff's going on here. It's above board. Everybody knows what's going on. It's all good. But the first time we went to a game, probably even the second or third time we went to a game, but definitely the first time, I'm like, all I need is for the both of us to go on Kiss Cam, because Kiss Cams don't go viral unless something weird happens,
yeah.
Like the one dude that did the hot tour thing with the one girl that kind of went viral,
all that
or
stuff.
This stuff here. Like, if I react awkwardly next to Kerry,
no, then it goes viral.
And then Positive Tommy sitting there with who's this gal? Is that his wife? Like, no,
mischievous Tommy.
Damage.
Mischievous Tommy. I loved it. I love this story. I am one. I hate to say it. Give me the Netflix documentary like tomorrow. I'm all in.
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
believe one last thing before we get back to your calls? Conspiracy theory I saw, my brother-in-law floated to me, and now I've seen it on the internet as well. It was a setup.
How? What do you mean a setup?
So they clearly were in some kind of box or something.
Sure, like a suite, yeah.
They clearly weren't hiding it much that somebody else, an assistant, was sitting there smiling.
Sure.
That somebody kind of, you know, maybe snuck some bills to the cameraman or knew somebody within the, you know, the Coldplay bit and then said, we're going to get him. This is their way to expose him.
Yeah, I could buy that for sure.
It's the more I thought about it.
I don't believe in coincidences in life.
I could see it. I could see it. You're a CEO. You're a powerful man. Yeah, and you being that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Either way, you deserve what you get for going to a Coldplay concert. 888-808-1019. Scott Sparta. Scott, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, Scott?
Hey, I just wanted to talk to Positive Tommy for a second.
Sure, I'll sit this one out. What do
you got? You got him, Scott. What's going on?
I got a ticket for the David Wright game if you want to take my spot.
Well, you know what? There are obviously multiple Tommies. There's Positive Tommy. There's Delusional Tommy. There's Tommy Lugauer. But I can't, you know, go to multiple times to a game, so I can only go as one person because those are more just, you know, alter egos or whatever you want to call them. I've already been invited, and we have now reached out to that. Sean has now reached out to the family on my behalf here because he has one of their numbers, because I do feel a little bit like there should be probably a middleman here, and he has not heard back yet. So I appreciate it, Scott, but I have to weigh out my options. I'm sorry. I'll let you know tomorrow.
Man, he's just blowing everybody off.
I'll let you know.
He's supposed to be the voice of the people, the voice of the Mets fans.
I'll let you know.
What a disgrace. Mike in Lynbrook. Mike, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. So I actually went to the Coldplay concert or this tour when they were in Vegas in early June. And this thing that Chris Martin, the singer, does when they're painting the crowd, like you were saying, and it's stupid that, you know, these folks didn't let go of one another. He actually does a little song about each person or each couple or whoever's on the big screen. And it could be he's complimenting them. The show we went to, a guy was wearing a Metallica shirt. He said, you're at the wrong show, just as a joke. So it's all playful stuff. And so as they're panning, I'm guessing they think, you know, wherever they were, Boston, you know, I don't know how many people were at the show, tens of thousands, obviously. So they probably thought maybe we weren't going to be a couple that he chose to sing about, but that's sort of the context behind
now,
why they were showing people.
It's a bit.
Yeah, it is a bit, and I heard this earlier. Here's the question I would say. You went to this tour. Is this something they sporadically do multiple times throughout the show, or is it like segmented where they would have known now's the time they're doing all of this? Like they had just done a couple, now he's going to come to the next one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so they do different segments. This thing is a one-time thing during the show. I think it's probably maybe towards the end of the show. So maybe they were half in the bag at that point. I don't know. And they didn't notice, but, this segment or whatever they were doing in the show, they do every show. Actually, they did two shows in Vegas. We went to a Friday night. The next night, Celine Dion was there and they put her on camera and he did a little song about her.
Oh, that's so cool. So, but Mike, in that spot, I guess my final question would be when he's holding on to her, I'm guessing they had done one or two of these bits where he's finding people. They should not have been necessarily caught by surprise that it's a possibility. We're out to make fun radio with this right now.
Of course. But yeah, so they definitely knew. There's no way that they were the first people that they panned to. You could tell he was kind of in a flow. The singer was. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of what goes on at the actual show.
Good. You know what? Thanks for the call, Mike. I wonder if now I'm assuming on their apps everywhere. Coldplay has probably been downloaded a ton this week, I would assume. People going back, getting the flow. It's good for business that way.
Yeah.
I wonder if you'd be less apt to ever go to a Coldplay show knowing, God, they do a segment where they pan to the crowd, even if you're not doing anything wrong.
Well, I would hope you wouldn't bring your mistress, but I mean, maybe leave the mistress at home, you know, Friday
but
nights
even,
for the wives,
but
Saturday
think about
nights
this.
For the girlfriends. But
we all love our loved ones, our wives,
even,
wherever you go
and
with.
And even some are impossible to please, but even when they are, we love them.
But I say that to say, we have all had our bad moment we've been out where maybe you say the wrong thing, your breath stinks a little too much.
What?
Could you imagine being at a concert? What? Well, just come on, man.
We've all been there where we've been out and our breath smells or we said the wrong things. Can you provide more context?
All right, here's what I would say. Have you ever been out with your wife and it's not a major thing, but she gets like slightly annoyed with you and you have to take like 5 minutes in a conversation. You get your way out of it. It's like something passive.
Not really, but me and my wife have a very unique relationship. I'm sure most husbands out there, yeah.
Uncle Shawnee's got a problem. Marry a crazy Italian, all right? I know. I've been there. I know. You know, I've been out with my wife on a dinner date or whatever. I check my phone. I could tell I get that look.
Okay.
You know, look. It's not a big fight, but it's one of those like, all right, message received. I don't want to be caught on concert, like, if that happens to me at night, and then you get caught at the worst possible time, and then you're a meme, and everybody thinks, like, you know, you're just arguing with your wife all night? No, I don't think I'd go to a Coldplay concert again with somebody who cared.
Well, dude, there's those all those Ben Affleck memes where he looks miserable. Like, we just live in a society right now.
Yeah, you don't want to be memed.
You don't have to even be famous to just be memed. You know the bit as far as with Coldplay? Have you seen the movie? This might be a good one for you and your wife. The Idea of You with Anne Hathaway?
I think I have, yes.
Where she starts dating a boy band guy. And she's a little,
years ago.
She's a coog, yeah. It I don't know about years ago. It came out like a year or so ago.
Then
so.
I haven't seen it. I'm lying.
All right. I recommend it. It's very good, especially if you like Anne Hathaway. It's very good. If I'll leave it at that, but I'll just say it's very. It's good. It's rated right. R. I'll just leave it at that.
You're a Catwoman guy. I got you.
I am a huge Catwoman guy. You want to rank all the Catwomen here, real quick?
Meow.
You got Pfeiffer. You got obviously Anne Hathaway, and you have Halle Berry. I know there's who's the older gal, Gertrude. I don't know who played her in the original Batman movies. Anybody?
You're looking the wrong way.
You know, this is where I don't even think Evan would know this, but
huh?
Yeah.
Was it Planet of the Apes? Huh?
Speaking of, you know that Sal has never seen The Rock, the movie?
Right. So this was on our show sheet as well. We have a miscellaneous section on a show sheet that our producer today, Paul Rosenberg, put together. And one of them said, Sal Licata has never seen the 1996 action thriller film, The Rock. So I've never seen The Rock. I never even heard of it. So when you put this on the miscellaneous, I thought this was typical, like Rosenberg saw some kind of niche movie and thought we should kill Sal for it. I don't know what The Rock is.
Yeah, I put it on there because I had a sneaky suspicion you've never seen it. And I think that you and Sal are often in the same boat when it comes to a lot of things. I'm not suggesting that that means that you guys are this, that, and the other. It's just, it came out in 96. It's one of the, I wouldn't say one of the great movies, but it's a really good movie. And it was in our formative year. So I'm surprised that you and Sal haven't seen it. I'm not going to blast you for it because I think there's more egregious things you haven't seen. But I was surprised to hear that Sal did not, as a guy that's in his 40s, has never seen the movie The Rock with Sean Connery, Nicolas Cage, Ed Harris.
No, it's a good catch. No, I never saw it. 96, I was obsessed with getting Charlie Hayes at the deadline at Cecil Fielder. Lee in Deer Park. Lee, what's up?
Hey, I actually wanted to talk about Tommy here and not going to the game because it's funny. You know, last week I heard Sal and Brandon talking about how the Yankees should be trading Max Fried and debating that. No, they did that. They actually discussed that. They said the Yankees should blow it up.
Contract.
And I know that. I'm telling you that that's what they were talking about. And now I have Tommy, who claims to be a Met fan, getting a free ticket to the Cadillac Box on a Saturday. And not wanting what?
I can't defend Tommy. And thanks for the call at all. You're right about that. I have a hard time thinking Sal and BT think that Max Fried should be traded on an 8-year deal. But no, he's right, dude. You're supposed to be the Met fan. You don't realize the power you have. Forget the power positivity nonsense. To work here at WFN, you're one of a staple voice here, and Met fans look to you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a day that we have been pumping up all week. David Wright was on our airwaves today with Sal Licata. And your answer to a ticket to David Wright Day was, meh, I'll let you know Saturday.
Well, no, again,
I'd be insulted listening to you if I was a Met fan.
I did not say I'll let you know Saturday. I said that I couldn't go. They actually invited me to both games. If we want a little cards on the table, I can't go Sunday because I'm working here. So I can't go. I'm not going to leave early in the game to come back and host and whatever. I couldn't go Sunday. A working legitimate reason not to say yes. And then for tomorrow, I said I'd let them know. I'm not going to let them know tomorrow, but I was going to let them know at some point today. And look, in all likelihood,
You're managing this situation like Aaron Boone manages an injury situation. It's terrible.
Well, it's all in front of us.
In all likelihood.
In all likelihood.
You're going tomorrow. You have to go now.
Well, I don't like to feel peer pressured. And I've made it very clear on the air before that going to games, not my favorite thing to do, but it is a very special day and it is a very special offer. And the Cadillac Club is a very special place. So weighing all my options, it feels like a very special day. And how is Positive Tommy not a part of this day?
Joe in Middle Village. Joe, what's up?
Hey there, guys. I'm just calling. I'm going to the game tomorrow. I was lucky enough to be invited. I was invited by a dear friend, David, who knows that my wife is a big David Wright fan. And me being a Yankee fan, I'm sucking it up and I'm going. So I don't understand why Tommy would have second.
I don't understand why this is just a total attack on me here today. I really don't understand why it has to just be a total attack on my character and my plans over the weekend. So I'm just that part I'm not gripping very well here today. I think that's a little bit of a...
Tommy, in all seriousness, I know we're having fun with this.
Oh, we are? Okay.
But this is something that we have talked about since our show launched for the last 2.5 years. Hey, David Wright's going to get his number retired at some point. There's been anticipation. There's been buildup. The whole year, you know, this has been like a highlight that people have put on their calendar from spring training on. Oh, David Wright's number is being retired on this day. I had somebody tweet me that they're flying in from Dallas today to make sure they're in the building.
Wow.
I am a Yankee fan. I'm not going to pretend to be a Met fan. I have respect for David Wright's career. Yeah, I've had fun arguments back and forth. I'm sure you could dig up there. I might have even called David Wright overrated in my life. I'm not going to run and hide from those things. But I understand the feeling of having a player that you watch your whole life and feeling emotional attachment to and the grittiness and everything Wright went through. I love that stuff. It's part of being a sports fan, right? Like, everybody has those guys on their teams that they grow up loving.
Yeah.
And you get an opportunity on a day. There's a reason tickets are higher priced for this, to go to this. It's one of those, Tommy, I tell you seriously, because I've been to a couple number retirements. When you walk out of that building, you get welled up a little bit. You feel emotional, and you kind of see, and that's the beauty of sports. There's a passage of time moment you have when you see, like, the montage, the number goes up, and you'll have that moment. So many will tomorrow when that number 5 is revealed, and people who watch the Right Way documentary on SNY can allude to this, and you cannot believe that you had that moment where David Wright came up, or maybe you were a kid and David Wright started playing and that was how you fell in love with baseball, and you can't believe that much time has passed, that he played that whole career, had a couple years, and now his number is going up there at Citi Field where it's going to live forever. That is a connecting moment. That connects all of those memories, all of those days going to Shea and Citi Field with your heart.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
In your adulthood now, we have all lived it with whatever your favorite team is and certain players. And you, my friend, as a Mets fan, have the opportunity to take part in that moment without reaching into your pocket for a single cent. And your answer was...
You could have left that part out.
I'll let you know tomorrow. I'm sorry. So for you not to understand that, there are people driving right now going, are you kidding me?
I know, but it's...
I give up my... I get divorced tonight to make sure I gave up going out with my wife tomorrow to David Wright
Day. I would do that before going to the Coldplay concert, but... It's on brand for me. This is how I am with everything, though. I weigh out the options, and that's why I didn't think I was even being that rude, and that's why I didn't even bring it to you before the show, because I thought it was a no biggie. Like, I was sitting here, I was contemplating, and, you know, going through my options. That's all.
Very much a biggie.
Can we get back to the Yankees?
Nick and Binghamton. Well, more on them, because we're waiting for Boone to speak on why the hell we're starting an opener tonight. Nick, what's up?
What's up?
How's it going, guys? First time caller. I just wanted to say, Tommy, to put this in perspective for you. High school. He's got his bachelor party this weekend. This has been planned for a couple months now, but it was after the tickets went on sale for David Wright. So first day the tickets went on sale, me and my family, we got them. And, you know, a month or two later, he calls back and he's like, you know, this is when the weekend is for the bachelor party. It's in the Poconos, PA. It's not Vegas, but I still wanted to go. And I was like, look, I'll be there, but I'm skipping on Saturday because I got to be at this David Wright game.
So, are you gonna go back and finish Saturday night, Nick, at the Poconos?
Yeah, we're going back.
I love it.
I'm driving through there. I'm driving there right now. I'm actually like 20 minutes away. Spending the night there, hanging out with them. They're all a bunch of lax guys too, unfortunately. So that they don't even, you know, they don't understand baseball.
Oh, so you got David lacrosse guys. So Nick, well, I gotta ask. Poconos.
So it'll be a fun bachelor.
I was gonna say fun bachelor party. You're getting a Poconos house and it's lacrosse guys. What's the stripper situation?
What was that?
All right, I can see that's a guy who doesn't want to answer. 888-808-1019.
I think they're going to be playing Cards of Humanity. I don't think there will be any stripper situation.
Lacrosse dudes? Okay, I could promise you this. They're getting some mountain girls to come down for sure.
Some mountain girls? What are they?
Mountain girls?
That's where the Poconos are, a mountain range, guys.
I understand that.
Yeah, the girls that live in the mountains.
What, are they going to have
like
beers?
Sasquatch?
No.
What are you talking
idiot?
About?
If you live on Long Island, Staten Island, you're island girls. You live up in the Poconos, you're mountain girls. I'm an island guy.
You look like an island. I don't know if you are an island, but... Well, you know what? I love the face you just made me. I'm sitting here taking slings and arrows and shrapnel from everybody. I make one little joke about your weight. Oh, by the way, you are overweight.
I saw a belly.
I love that. Well, why would you say something? You are, though. So I can make a joke about it. You joke about it all the time. And you sit there with the boo-boo face. I'm sitting here taking legitimate arrows all day here because, and by the way, I haven't said no. And in all likelihood, I'm going to the game. And if I don't go to the game, no biggie. But I'm probably going to the game. In all likelihood, most likely, I'm probably like 93.4% going. So I'm the one taking the heat today.
This is the final show of a two-week span where I have gotten to quarterback the Evan and Tiki show, and I've loved it. I've appreciated it. I came to work today with two objectives. Number one, give a great freaking afternoon drive show heading into David Wright Day. Will I accomplish that? To be determined. Number two, put Tommy Lugauer in a mental blender. 352, mission accomplished.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.